Disney's Star Wars star Mark Hamill begins week-long symbolic protest as Trump returns to power. By Jerome Hudson on January 20, 2025. For most of America, President Donald Trump's return to the White House is a time to celebrate. For Disney's Star Wars star Mark Hamill, it's a time to mourn. From midnight tonight until next Saturday morning, there's no TV, no internet, no social media. No nothing for me, Hamill said on Blue Sky, in a message that included the hashtag 5-day blackout and a solid black image. Symbolic protest is better than none at all, the actor added. From midnight tonight until next Saturday morning. There's no TV, no internet, no social media, no nothing for me. Symbolic protest is better than none at all. Hashtag 5-day blackout. Image or embed. Mark Hamill, at markhamillofficial.bsky.social. January 19, 2025 at 5:57 p.m. Trump won the popular vote. He swept every swing state. Hostages are being freed from Hamas captivity in a deal even Joe Biden admits Trump played a pivotal role in. Small business optimism just reached a six-year high. Donald Trump is more popular than Disney and only 37% of Americans approve of the job Joe Biden has done over the last 4 years. Oh, Mark. Indeed, Hamill isn't the only member of the elite media Hollywood bubble wearing his misery on his shoulders. I'm miserable. I'm sad, I'm frustrated. I'm mad at everybody, CNN's Van Jones said Sunday on CNN's Newsnight. Watch the latest video at foxnews.com. Look, if you are a progressive or a Democrat right now, if you're watching television, you're watching it probably with some substances, because he's going to unleash this blitzkrieg of attacks on everything we care about. Immigrants, clean energy, and nothing we can do about it but watch this stuff, Jones ranted. Meanwhile, here's how Time magazine is ushering in the new Trump era. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.